When Democrat Kay Hagan beat Republican Senator Elizabeth Dole in North Carolina, she had these words for the naysayers.
All were ready to write this race off and hand Elizabeth Dole the keys to her office for another 6 years. But it's not her office.
It will now be Kay Hagan's. Her victory was an upset for Senate Republicans, who lost at least 5 seats in the Senate last night. Senator-elect Hagan joins us now live from North Carolina. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Now, perhaps not to you, but your victory was a surprise to many there. What were you able to challenge about Elizabeth Dole's time in the Senate that worked for you?
Well, I think the fact that she really didn't spend enough time in North Carolina representing the people here. I've traveled all over this state for the last year, talking to as many individual voters as I possibly could and getting my message out. And that message is we need to bring real change to Washington right now, a change that makes a difference here in North Carolina.
Now, this race drew national attention in part because of a negative ad put out by Senator Dole. It seems to have gone too far for enough of the electorate there. Just briefly remind us of what that ad was and how big a role you think it played.
Well, I think it's clear from my victory last night that North Carolinians rejected that kind of negative personal attack. People here in North Carolina, they want action on the issues, not attacks. I want to go to Washington and start this change. I'm committed to fixing the economy, and whether it's a Democratic idea or a Republican idea, I'm committing to getting the job done right. And that's what people here in North Carolina are interested in.
But not to go over old news from an election now in the past, this ad was a very strong attack ad, and it actually had a voiceover, which would have seemed to be your voice. It was not saying of a woman's voice saying there is no God. It suggested that you were godless or your thinking was that of an atheist. You were pretty shocked. You came out pretty strong.
Well, Elizabeth Dole saw nothing wrong with faking my voice and attacking my faith. But, you know, that's not what the people are interested in. They want to talk about what's going to happen in Washington. That's why I won this race last night, because we are focused on helping working families in North Carolina. The economy is what is so important in North Carolina. The lack of jobs, the fact that people are worried about falling incomes and homes, about the values of their homes going down. We need to have effective leadership in Washington, and I believe that I want to work hard, whether it's a Democratic idea or Republican idea. We need to break this partisan gridlock.
Now, North Carolina has been a reliably red state for 3 decades. Just briefly, what do you think about your win there and the fact that the presidential contest is still possibly could go to Barack Obama? Is this an historic shift or just a one-off?
Well, I think it is a historic shift. I think we have a lot of new voters that have moved into North Carolina, and I think this election brought out a lot of new voters who had never voted before and a lot of young people who got very interested in this campaign.
Thank you very much for joining us, and congratulations.
Renee, thank you very much.
Senator-elect Kay Hagan, Democrat of North Carolina.